Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to start this week by talking about it's back to school time and folks will be heading back very soon. The first thing we'd like to talk about that relates to school is school bus safety. It's something we all must pay attention to now that we have been on the roads without school buses for a couple of months. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Well, as students prepare to head back to the classroom in the coming weeks, drivers must remember that they need to share the road with school buses once again. Here's a few reminders. Pennsylvania law requires motorists to stop at least 10 feet away from school buses when their red lights are flashing and their stop arm is extended. Motorists following or traveling alongside a school bus must also stop until the red lights have stopped flashing and the arm is withdrawn. Do not proceed until all children have reached a place of safety. Penalty for failure to obey school bus safety laws can result in a $250 fine, 5 points on a driver's record, and a 60-day license suspension. Parents are reminded to ensure that their children are at the bus stop early to avoid rushing. Students should stay where the bus driver can see them while boarding or exiting the bus. And please remember to put safety first as students return to school. For more information, visit PennDOT.gov and search for school bus safety.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, also has to do with back to school, and that's a lot of sports teams are back and are practicing already, especially football, and we've got to always be aware of concussions and concussion protocols when dealing with trying to return student-athletes to sports. Talk to us about the latest on this.
This is one of my favorite times of year whenever you get that crisp fall air and the bright lights of Friday night. With many student-athletes already back in school or practicing at school for fall sports practice, it's a good time to remind students, parents, and coaches to be vigilant at preventing and recognizing and managing concussions. A concussion is a type of traumatic brain injury caused by a bump, blow, or jolt to the head, or from a fall or blow to the body that causes the head and brain to move quickly back and forth. Concussions can have serious short-term and long-term impacts, especially on young people whose brains are still developing. In 2011, the Safety in Youth Sports Act was signed into law in Pennsylvania, requiring schools to develop return-to-play policies for their student-athletes with concussions, as well as requiring related training for coaches. For more information, including approved methods for dealing with concussions, you can visit the Pennsylvania Department of Health's website at www.health.pa.gov and search for traumatic brain injury. Most importantly, if you think your child has a concussion, immediately seek medical attention. Discuss the injury with the coach and don't allow the student athletes to return to play without permission from your healthcare professional. This has been a huge issue in professional sports and college sports, and we want to make sure that we're watching out for our high school and middle school kids that are playing those sports in the Commonwealth as well.
And speaking of sports, one of the most amazing and wonderful events in youth sports is coming up here in Pennsylvania, and that's the Little League World Series. And I understand that PennDOT has a website available for those trying to get around and make sure they can make it to the events on time. Talk to us about the 511PA website.
The 511PA.com website has added a special web page, and you can get there by going to 511PA.com/LLWS to provide real-time travel and alternative route information to assist motorists traveling to the Little League World Series in Williamsport from August 17th to the 27th. The new page is dedicated to monitoring traffic conditions on the primary travel routes to the event. The page includes the average travel time for primary routes as well as suggested alternative routes. Users can see incidents, construction, weather forecasts and alerts, traffic cameras, and traffic speeds on that map. In addition to the Little League World Series information, motorists can use www.511pa.com to check conditions on nearly 40,000 roadways in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The site, which is free and available 24 hours a day, provides traffic delay warnings, weather forecasts, traffic speed information, and access to more than 825 traffic cameras.
Representative Dowling, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.